Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, man, we moving along here on this Friday. We're thrilled you're here with us, by the way. Eddie Gonzalez is going to be with us coming up about 2:15. Always great vibes when we talk with Eddie. We'll talk a little bit more about the the media tour that our man Aaron Turner is doing. He did the Hoop Collective. He was on with our guys at 95.7. So we'll talk about that. We'll get into baseball a little bit and what this Raider game against a Marcus Mariota led Washington Commanders football team look like. Well, he plays for the Washington Commanders. We certainly know that now. Woo! Man. What a game last night.
Hey, man.
38 points from the greatest player on earth. And the Aces move on.
And look, so look, in all seriousness, Aces are my favorite WNBA team. That's my squad. Aces for life. You know the vibes. But I'm not going to pretend like I have the same history with the Aces that I do the 49ers. Mm-hmm. Or the Kings. I don't want to pretend that. So it's not like, you know, I was going to cry if they lost. But I really wanted them to win. And I got a little nervous when Aja missed that one bunny. I said, oh, no.
Yeah.
And then when they couldn't get the offensive rebound and it led to the Skyler three.
It took me too long, but.
I get emotional about that. I'm about to cry.
It's not even funny anymore. I just wanted everyone to know that we still have it.
It's still there. But when Jackie got that put back, I got up off the seat.
Yeah.
I flexed a little bit. I said, let's go.
All right. That's a little.
Let's go, Jackie. Let's go. And then when the game-winning shot went up, I couldn't see what happened. So wait a minute. What happened? Did it go in? They turned the lights off in the air.
That was.
As the shot was in midair.
This has been a weird playoff. 38 points
best player
for Aja Wilson. Best player in the world, and there's not like even a conversation to be had about it. There are some really, really good players out there. Nafisa Caller, there's some great ball players out there. Aja is in rarefied air. And that was the run that they're on right now, which I think 18 and 1?
Yeah.
Yeah, 18 and 1 over their last 19 as they head into the semifinals here. Just an incredible run. Great showing by the Storm last night. Storm had a really solid season. This has been a really exciting. The Dream lost. Like, the Dream and the Aces, of course, the Aces won 16 straight to get there. The Dream and the Aces, I believe, have the same 30-14 record. They're out. Caitlin Clark's walking around in warm-ups, graphic tees, and black Air Force Ones. Sophia Cunningham got a knee brace on. Dawana Bonner wanted out of there. They had like three other players with season-ending injuries. And they still managed to go and beat the Atlanta Dream and move on to the second round of the playoffs. That's incredible.
That's incredible from them. I'm going to look at it on the flip side. RIP. That was a tough way to lose for the Dream. You had that game. It wasn't like a blowout or anything like that, but you were in control of it. You're at home. You should have won that game in that situation. And you let it off the hook. And that's a tough one, man, to lose the final two games of that three-game series to end your season.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
And
you had a shot.
Yeah.
Like, you had a, like Atlanta had a, they had a shot.
That final play, well, not the final play, but the play that got stolen, that the ball got stolen, that was just a terribly drawn up play.
Everything about that was bad.
I'm not sure what the hell was going on there. And even the final play, that was another terribly drawn up play where basically the emergency player got the ball in that situation with no real shot to do anything with 1 second left. Bad job by them.
Yeah, there was a lot of, I mean, there were a lot of broken plays. There were a lot of, who was it? Someone slipped on the defensive end, and that kind of changed the way that the play wound up moving. Of course, thank you, Aaliyah Boston, under the basket. Mm-hmm. Just kicking it for the game-winning shot. So it'll be the Aces in the Fever now.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, nah, it's
send them girls packing early. They tough, though. They're tough.
They are. They are. They absolutely are.
I got respect for them, but I thought Seattle, and I don't think Seattle was like a championship team by any means, but they're unbelievably well coached. Mm. And you got, you've got just some dogs over there on that team.
Yeah.
That I thought it was going to be tough. Like, I was surprised in game one when the Aces won by as much as they did.
Yeah.
Because I was like, man, it's going to be a tough series. Mm-hmm. And it proved to end up being that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say like Indiana's not tough, but it felt like, I'll just say, I think Seattle's a tougher matchup for the Aces than Indiana is.
Yeah, there should be no question
about
that.
So I think Indiana. We're going to best of five, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 3-1 max.
It was a gutsy win from the Fever, though. Not as gutsy as the game ops guy in Las Vegas who cut the lights off as quickly as he did.
Did it go in? What's going on?
Well, she didn't get the shot off, to be fair.
I wasn't sure.
And he was under clear instructions. The second that buzzer goes off, turn the lights off. And my man was like, say less.
He was at the wall, ready to flip the switch.
He's like, zero. Lights just cut out.
3-1 Aces max, and then we going back to the chip, and we going to handle business. We going to get another chip. What would that be, number four?
I can't stress. It bothers me so much that you refer to the Aces as we.
The squad.
It's just weird.
That's the squad.
It's weird.
Would it be three or four? I think
Ace. No, you know what? You know, Aces for life is what's weird. Well, and the answer would be three.
I tweeted it out yesterday. Aces for life. And I said it like Kevin Nash. I said, for life.
It was like, that was Kevin Nash on that Hulk Hogan.
Well, they all did it.
Okay.
All three of them.
No, I just noticed you chose
Conan
Kevin.
Conan did it too.
Just now. Ace is looking for their third championship. Asia looking for her fourth MVP.
Mm.
Speaking of Conan, I have never rooted for something to fail more. And I have no problem whether it's the Chargers or the Timberwolves acknowledging I can be a hater.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like this ESPN WWE relationship.
Oh, there's nothing hating about that. It's trash.
It is pure, it is just garbage on every level. And these poor journalists, these poor writers can't decide whether they're writing about the television show or the people. My dumbass, this is my fault. No one to blame but me. Mm-hmm. Read the article that is on the front goddamn page of ESPN.com about Seth Rollins' injury ruse. How he fooled everybody and committed to these crutches he had to convince his wife to lie and all of this stuff. And it's like, the very next day, I saw it the next day. That night that they did the Seth Rollins injury angle, Dave Meltzer was like, I don't think it's real. He was like, it's weird. They're obviously acting like it's like we've never really seen anything like that. But I was told pretty directly that this is a work, but they're working the locker room. And that's kind of the weird part about it. And then as like the weeks went along, Dave was like, yeah, this isn't real. And they're telling this story as if no one knew, as if Eddie Gonzalez was there live. Every single person knew when he turned around, there was going to be some dramatic moment where he revealed this was fake. Not that it wasn't beautiful. It was gorgeous. Terrific storytelling. Even if you knew what was happening.
Yeah.
But for ESPN to cover this the way that they are, you expect me to believe Stephen A. Smith knows who the Road Warriors are? Bruh, you expect me to believe Stephen A. Smith thinks Goldberg is the greatest wrestler of all time? This is so insulting to wrestling fans. This is so insulting to sports fans. I have never wanted a relationship. I have never wanted a marriage to fail more than I want this WWE ESPN relationship to fail.
Yeah, Tom Rinaldi. Seth Rollins wasn't really hurt.
Right. Poor Tom Rinaldi. Just a career built on news thrown down the drain for Seth Rollins and his stupid knee injury. God,
that Stephen A. list was crazy, though.
Wrestlepalooza this weekend. Pick a dumber name to debut WWE on ESPN. Jackasses, we'll come back. Let's talk about the 49ers and Cardinals. Specifically, let's talk about Kyler Murray.
Okay.
He gives the 49ers fits, and he's an interesting player. KC has a comp. He's going to have to sell me on this one. Steve and KC on ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life, made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talking about Cardi B's album that dropped today during the commercial break.
Girl,
you could have won tickets with me 2 hours ago on KSFM. Magical. Probably right as I was doing the handoff, you could have won them.
It's not the last time. Or is it the last time today?
For me, yes. Last time for me, Tosh got them coming up at 3. I'll have them tomorrow on Jams.
There we go.
So if you tap into 102 Jams in San Francisco, I'll be giving away tickets to Cardi B from 3 to 6.
Shout out to Cardi B. That's my girl.
New album hits. Man. Yep, it hits.
That's my girl.
Let's talk more 49ers here. Eddie Gonzalez is going to join us in about an hour for Weekly Vibes. That's kind of all it is, Weekly Vibes, and it's awesome. 49ers, Cardinals, this weekend, mm-hmm. 2-2-0 teams, and a player, KC, that gives the 49ers fits that we've talked about our entire time doing this show in Kyler Murray.
This guy, man, I'm just waiting for him to retire.
Damn, really, him too?
Yes. Him and Buddha
Baker. Man, you're going to be waiting for
what? Go. Buddha, they can go.
Buddha, I think Buddha found the fountain of youth, man. Him and Calais Campbell aren't retiring. point out, Kyler Murray's pretty young.
Yeah, he's like 26 or
Kyler Murray's not going 20, anywhere.
Maybe not that young, but
he's going to be running around like a badass kid for a long time.
The thing about it is, the thing that's really frustrating about Kyler specifically, Buddha too, but Kyler Murray is he gives the Kings fits and ends up being like a little above average against the rest of the league. Like, it's never like their championship contender. This wasn't when Aaron Donald was with the Rams, right? Even though the Niners would lock up Aaron Donald, like, in a sneaky way. Aaron Donald will never go off against the Niners.
Title of today's show, KC says Aaron Donald was trash.
But Kyler's just above average against everybody else, but he turns into Superman and makes all the plays in the world against the 49ers. And yeah, I'm preparing myself for that this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I am preparing myself for Kyler to be an absolute problem on Sunday afternoon.
I have no clue who Kyler Murray is as a player. I don't know what he is. Like, he's good. But what else? Like, he's good. He's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
He has an interesting skill set, but I don't know how to quantify him as a player.
I would say he's a good player on the fringe of superstardom. But will he ever get on that other side? I don't know.
3,800 yards last year, 21-11. Very good numbers. It's an 8-9 team. It's not all his fault. Trey Wingo, wins, losses aren't a quarterback stat. Only played 8 games the year before, played 11 games the year before that, played 14 games the year before that, 3,700 plus yards, 24-10. Kind of in that vicinity in terms of the touchdown to interception ratio. his whole career. 16 games his second season, 3,900 yards, 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. First year, 3,700 yards, 20 touchdowns, 12 mm-hmm. interceptions. And is that the verge of superstardom? Or I don't know if you said superstardom. It feels like he has the qualities to potentially be that, but
so
hasn't.
So I heard a comp a few weeks back. I want to run by you, and I think it actually fits.
Okay.
Is he the NFL version of Trae Young, where you see the talent, the production is even there. Like you just read off the numbers. Like he'll give you the stats. He'll do something amazing a handful of times in a season that we'll see on all these highlights and be like, oh my gosh. But the wins aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
The winning is the last component that'll elevate him to that superstar level. And he, for whatever reason, whether it's the people around him, the coaching staff, the culture, him, I don't know. It's not coming all together. But Trae Young is who Kyler Murray is.
JV says they're both short and annoying. So
that's not even not nice, and I shouldn't have laughed, but it made me laugh.
So I'll engage in this conversation. I think you laid out the argument pretty well. Can I start with when you first said this to me? The first thing I thought about, I feel like the numbers support this, but we're going from sport to sport, which makes it a little bit difficult. Trey's better. Part of me wants to say, and I can't believe I'm about to do this, I think Trae Young is a lot better.
I'd agree with that. Kyler Murray doesn't have the ceiling I think Trae can get to. I don't think Kyler Murray can ever really lead my team to the Super Bowl. I think if you put
Lead your team?
I think if you put the right guys around Trae, then I think there is an aspect where it's like, yeah, he can lead you pretty far. I mean, he's gone to the conference finals before already.
But I feel like I could say that
regular season immediately got boring.
Just like the All-Star game.
Just like that.
I feel like you can have that argument for Kyler though. Like if you put Green Bay's defense with Kyler Murray, you don't think they can get to the Super Bowl?
No, Kyler got to the playoffs once, and it was just one time, but it's the only time we didn't see any kind of was horrible.
Yeah, but they got blasted on the defensive side of it. Like, have he ever thought Arizona played with this great defense?
Well, it's not even defense. I've seen something with Trae. I don't know if I've seen it with Kyler where it's like, yeah, there's a superstar hiding there. Like, he's got superstar abilities, but he's never really put it together. I feel like with Kyler, we've just been waiting for it. Trae, we've seen it, not all the time, but we've seen it. Kyler is just a lot of it's just a thought.
But let me ask you, like, what does that mean? This is way in the woods, and this is unfair, maybe impossible. But what is the NBA equivalent of 3,800 yards and 24 touchdowns and 10 interceptions?
Is it 24 and 11?
It's probably about that.
25 and 10. 26 and 10 were his numbers 3 years ago.
It's probably about that because 3,800 yards gets you as a top 10 passing guy in the league.
Does it?
Yards wise, 3,800.
I don't know. I probably would have leaned towards 4,000 being, you know, upwards of like 28 points with anything above, I don't know, 4,500, anything. I mean, certainly above 5,000. I don't know if you can go as low as 4,500 to say 30. That would be the equivalent of 30 plus.
Last year, he was 11th in passing yards.
So that's, and it was, what 10. Was it, 3,800?
3,851.
Touchdown. Let's try this. Let's try this
touchdowns,
real quick.
He was 13th.
Last year was a bit of a different. Oh, shoot. If I was better at Googling, I would have had this. Sorry. 1 second. I got it right here. Nope. Just keep getting. I was trying to look to see the top 10 scores of last year. And that whole process is failing miserably.
This is crazy. In 2023, if I have this correct. Yeah, that's awful. He had 10. Did he? Oh, he only played 8 games. Is that when he tore his ACL? He only had 10 touchdowns, played 8 games. Might have been that year. 2022
regular Frey season. Was 14th in scoring last year at 24-12. Excuse me, at 24.2. I'm sorry, just talking about scoring. That's the lowest he's averaged. 24.2 is the lowest he's averaged since his rookie year when he averaged 19.1. I guess we can harp on this a little bit. Where is Trey year prior? 54 games. I guess he didn't
and Kyler,
qualify to be on the leaderboard here.
Kyler, when healthy, I'll take. So I know he tore his ACL 1 year. There was another year where he only played 11 games, so I'm not exactly sure what happened that year. But when healthy, in yards and touchdowns, he's around 10 to 13.
And Trey is consistently a top 10 leading scorer in the league. Maybe you're on to something. I don't
have any issue saying that Trey Young is better.
Okay.
I don't think it's drastically, though. Like, okay. If you just think Trey is better at basketball than Kyler is a quarterback, like, that's cool. But I think
I do like Kyler. I do think Kyler is good. Maybe one thing that we should be factoring in is his ground yards.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should, you know, factor that into the conversation a little bit more than we are. I don't know, man. Maybe there is something to this.
I think
he has good rushing numbers. 500 plus, 819, 423, 418, 244. 572 last year in 17 games. Those are his numbers, 70 so far this year.
And I think the thing that's holding both of those two back, which is one of the reasons why, you know, I had that comparison, is just the winning aspect. Like, we look at Trae Young and people talk about, you know, his shortcomings.
And no pun intended.
No pun intended, JV. But,
well, one of the knocks on both of them is their size, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that's been the thing with Kyler since the second he was drafted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
by the A's and by the Cardinals.
That's right. So I just, they say, you know, Trae Young is just the stats guy, and, you know, and isn't, none of his stuff leads to winning. I disagree, but I also go with, like, what Jesse said and said, you know, maybe he hasn't had the right people around him, or the role that he's asked to play isn't conducive to getting the best winning wise out of Trae Young. Like, yeah, he can score 25 a night and put up 10 assists, but maybe if he had a one or two better players around him and he could score 21 a night with 12 assists, the team might win a little bit more. But they need him to score 25 every night.
Yeah.
Maybe Kyler, if he had a better defense, or even though James Conner is really good, a more dominant running game, maybe he could do less stats-wise, but his team could be better. And I don't know. I just wonder if there's another level to Kyler Murray as far as winning.
What was the – and maybe that has something to do with the Cardinals, which leads to this. What was the hypothetical you heard about Kyler Murray a couple days ago?
So I was, and real quick, Michael, that is funny. He said, no pun intended, but Stephen Brown intended.
That is very funny. Anytime we get a Stephen Brown joke off, it's very funny. Well done. Well done.
They asked the question, and, you know, I'm going to cite my sources here. Shout out to Joe and Joe, the Butcher Boy on Morning Roast.
Okay.
And they had a question that said, in that 2019 draft, it wasn't literal. Like, it wasn't front. It's almost identically like Franz Wagner being on the Kings. Like, yeah, you couldn't have drafted him because he was already taken.
Bet you wish they did, though.
But they asked.
Kenny.
The number one and two picks in that draft were Kyler Murray and Nick Bosa. And they asked the question, if both players switched, which team would be better? And I think I forgot who said it. They said the Niners would have a Super Bowl if they had Kyler Murray. I don't think it was Butcher Boy. I guess it was Spadoni. They said if Kyler Murray If they would have had Kyler Murray, they would have won a Super Bowl. I actually think it'd be about the same.
It's fascinating.
I think it'd be about the same.
So,
I don't think there'd be much difference.
Well, I don't. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, because the Cardinals aren't very good. I don't think they'd be very. I don't think they'd be better if Nick Bosa was there. Mm-hmm. Would the four.
But that, I thought that was interesting. The 49ers would have won a Super Bowl if Kyler Murray was the quarterback. And I guess this goes into what you
we did. He about say earlier. Why?
Just better franchise, vibes? Better franchise, better okay. coaching. Because I think Kyler's on his third coach now, third or fourth
yeah,
coach.
Yeah.
So you get him.
How many Trey has?
Well, Trey's got like four coaches.
You the coach killer.
Pat Bev reeked of desperation with that response.
He looked like Leezy sent me that video yesterday. It was the first. He's mad. Like he's emotional, sir. Stop. I think. Hey, it's time to walk away.
Let it go. Frozen.
It's time to walk away, Patrick. Time to walk away.
Keisha Cole. Let it go.
Yeah, that's tough.
But the argument I think was get Kyler with Kyle Shanahan, and he would have been able to be that type of quarterback that would help Kyle.
I understand that line of thinking. Pair Kyler with Kyle. Like, I understand that line of thinking. But again, no pun intended, aren't the shortcomings still there? Come on, man.
No, I didn't see that one coming. That was funny.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But the thought might be he's got a guy that can work around those shortcomings and maybe scheme up and coach up to his strengths.
Does he want a guy Kyle Shanahan, does he want a guy who moves like that?
I think he wants a guy that
or
can. Move, that can. I think he does.
He's never, Jimmy doesn't move.
No. Brock does.
Brock.
But Brock.
Brock can.
Yeah, but they also didn't look at Brock like, this is our guy. They kind of like, we like him. Like, let's bring him in.
Yeah.
It wasn't his pick. Trey was his pick.
So I was going to say, maybe Trey was the guy. Well, I guess that depends on who you believe.
Right. There's that.
Was Trey his pick?
Then, and this is the thing that people go back and forth. Like, they speak out of both sides with this when they talk about Kyle Shanahan, because they talk about Kirk Cousins. But they used to always use the argument of how Shanahan would just go crazy over Josh Allen, and how Josh Allen, that game during COVID when he lit the 49ers up on Monday Night Football, Kyle couldn't stop talking about how great he was and how he's, you know, dual threat or something like that. Like that goes into like what he does, like that type of quarterback, not just the Kirk Cousins. I think what Kyle would want, I don't think he has a problem with athleticism and being able to run and do things off script if need be. But I think Kyle is a believer of, if I call this play, I need you to execute it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be like that all the time, but 95% of the time, I call this play, I need you to execute it, because if you execute it, it's going to work. And if you can't, like, if say his number is 95% of the time, if you fall at 89% of the time, you're like, because I think this was a Josh Dobbs thing. Like, Josh Dobbs looked great in the preseason because he was running around and doing all this other stuff. But Kyle might have been like, bro, half the plays I call were there if you just make the play.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about you doing all that running around. You didn't have to do that if you would have done what I said was there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do it too much, I think he has a problem with it. If you have an ability to do it, I think he's all for that. And I don't know how Kyler is as a quarterback. Is he a guy that is elusive and evasive because he's able to do it when it's there? Or he's just not seeing it all the time and that bails him out when he's not seeing the field or seeing the play or doing what's asked of him? But he's athletic enough to get out of those situations. I don't think Kyle wants that type of quarterback.
I see.
So, I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe he would have run Kyler Murray up the middle.
Got him hurt.
Got him hurt. That was a professional hit that he put out there on Trey Lance.
Oh, this ain't Kyle in the chatty ass Kyle Renata. You can't see anything.
Stop, man.
Come on.
I like Kyler. He does give the 49ers fits, though.
Oh, man.
Which should speak to something, right? Like, It's like he regularly gives the 49ers issues. And we talked earlier, you know, Kyle brought it up, Mattson. One of the reasons Kyle Shanahan's peers think so highly of him is because of how well he knows the defenses, how well he knows playbooks, how well he knows, like, the game. Mm-hmm. And that's both sides of the ball. And it feels like Kyler just befuddles him. Like, I know he's not the defensive coordinator,
right,
but for a guy who knows the game and he knows everybody else's off, he knows everybody's, you know, figuratively, not literally, playbook. It feels like for five, six, whatever many years it's been, he can't figure out Kyler Murray.
Because Kyler
Murray's going for 60 yards on the ground tomorrow.
Kyle,
what's the Prize Picks number? I'm pulling it up right now.
I do have my Niners game lineup, and let me just let you guys know what that is right now. All right. I got my Niners game lineup. Kyler Murray is in there, but it's for something else.
Okay.
They got him at pass completions. They got him at 20 and a half. I went less on that. James Conner, who also kills the 49ers. Ooh. I got him.
Get this max discount real quick.
I got something for that in just a second, too. Max Conner, 48 and a half rushing yards. I'm going more on that. Christian McCaffrey, 108 and a half rushing and receiving yards. I'm going more on that. And my boy, Eddie Money, Eddie Pinero, demon, 1.5 field goals made.
Okay.
So I've got that locked in. But that's not the one I want to talk about. I got the Raiders-Commanders game. I got a lineup for that.
Okay.
I do have the Patrick Mahomes max discount, half a passing yard. He may have to run for the first quarter, but eventually he'll get that half passing yard. I got that. I got Zach Ertz, half a receiving or rushing touchdown. That's a demon. I went with that. Terry McLaurin, 3.5 receptions. I went more on that. Geno Smith, 238.5 passing yards. I went less. Daniel Carlson, 1.5 field goal made. He's money. The real DC. I went more on that. That's a play right there, because I went with the $5 lineup with that lineup right there. And I went power play. I can win $192.
Okay.
I got a lineup right there.
You going power play?
I did, because it was just, I could turn that into that. Let's go for it. So those are two lineups I have up. I will put that on social media so everybody can play along, follow along as well.
Can I get in on the action?
Yeah.
248.5 passing and rushing yards for Kyler Murray.
Ooh.
I'm taking the more.
Ooh.
There's four demons on Kyler Murray's rushing yards. I stopped at three at 49.5. The fourth demon got you to 64.5.
Yeah, that's not too much.
I'm going 49.5, and I'm taking the more on that.
I can see it, though.
With the Patrick Mahomes max discount, that gets a $20 play to 140 on a flex.
Ooh, on a flex.
But I'm going to keep working, though. I'm going to build out this lineup a little bit more.
Hold down.
I'm going to build out this lineup a little bit more. But I got to take advantage of this 0.5 yards max discount.
Yeah,
got to take care of that.
They're hooking you up. Prize Picks is hooking you up, man. So make sure you stay tapped into that.
Hold on. Almost forgot. Dak Prescott is playing
the Chicago
Bears.
They're not even part of the Niners game. I might have
Let's see who we got for Dakota. Give me a demon here. Rav, don't want to really mess with his rushing yards. Let's see passing yards. 265. Get a little demon here. What we got? Oh, no. Demon 274.5. Another demon, 299.5. Another demon, 324.5. Another demon, 349.5.
At 294, whatever you said, that might be the one. I'm telling you right now.
Where's this game at?
It's in Dallas. Oh, no, it's in Chicago.
No, it's in Chicago. It's right there in front of me, dummy. Yeah. It's in Chicago. Okay, I'm not going 349. That's crazy.
Check this out. Download the PrizePix app.
Plus. Yeah.
Put in the promo code KIFM. You get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Just put in the promo code KIFM. You get $50 on your first $5 lineup by just putting in that promo code. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepix.com for more details. PrizePix, it's good to be right. West Sac Kings fan, I think, with his first win of the season. Oh, boy, Zabo, you need to step your game up, bro.
What are you talking about? Zabo is James Naismith.
Zabo out here now looking like a retired guy. He cheering on West Sac Kings fan.
I set my lineup. I'm cooking. We'll be back. Stilo and Casey, Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 13.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
20. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky's limited. Sky River Casino. Let's get that Elk Grove Kia talk line here, 916-909-1320. Man, we're just shills. Jesus Christ. Prize picks into Sky River, into Elk Grove Kia, baby. Getting paid. What's up, Leezy? Leezy, who yo, you brought D-Lo. To you by?
Hey,
who?
What's good, guys?
Leezy, who you brought to us by?
Oh, me? I'm with Prize Picks too, man. Right okay. game. It's going right. to be right.
All right.
Hey, I won $200 last week on Prize Picks.
Let's go.
There we go.
Let's go.
Yeah, shout out to Herbert and the Chargers, man. Herbert came through for me and completed a 5-leg parlay.
Damn. Good for you.
Man, I see you, big dog.
Yeah, man.
Good for you.
Good.
What's good, man?
Who's going to cover here? Oklahoma or Auburn?
Auburn, I guess.
Wow, I asked you because Oklahoma's your home state.
Casey hates Oklahoma. Yeah, we've learned that.
Yeah, it's not about where you're from. It's about where you at, Casey. I'm in Sacramento, man. Stinkers up. Hey, I'm about to be at Sac State this weekend,
man. No.
Shout out, Leezy. I see you, boy.
Leezy, Leezy, I swear to God, if you post another goddamn Sac State video on that ESPN account, sprinkle a picture of Kyle Mattson in somewhere or something.
D-Lo, I feel like I'm part of the team, man. I'm with the coach. I'm with the players. I'm on the sideline.
Yeah,
it's good.
As you should.
It's good to be a Hornet.
Okay. Okay, careful. Careful.
Careful.
Oh. What's up, man?
Hey, so earlier you guys were talking about, you know, shorter people like Stephen Brown, and it got me thinking, what do you think if the Kings go back to the Trae Young talks? Do you think if maybe when the season gets going, if things don't go the way they expect, do you think they could ever return to that Trae Young thing, or do you think that's just done and over with?
I don't know if there really ever was a Trae Young conversation. Mm. I don't know how to phrase this properly. Like, I don't know that Scott Perry was ever truly interested. Not to say that someone didn't call, ask, inquire. Not to say that agents weren't working. Not to say things like that weren't happening. Mm-hmm. But like Scott Perry having a genuine interest in Trae Young, I don't know that that was really a thing.
Yeah.
And we kind of knew that from jump. Yeah. I feel like we said that from jump, but... Hell, it was the beginning of the offseason, and we need something to talk about. So we talked about Trae Young, and hell, maybe Scott's mind could be changed. But I don't know. I don't. The answer to your question, Leezy, I think is no.
Hmm. Yeah, I wish we would.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Right. Still no extension, by the way.
No.
For Trae.
No, still no extension. Even though at that time Dennis Schroeder wasn't here, and I'm not saying he's better than Trae Young, but that was just an open
spot. It's a different,
spot,
yeah.
You know, at that time that isn't there right now. But, man, depending on what happens after this season, you know, with the Kings and with the Hawks, if there's an opportunity, I wouldn't shut the door on it if I was Scott Perry. I'd absolutely look into the Trae Young.
If I'm Scott Perry, BJ Armstrong, this front office, I don't shut the door on anything.
I agree 100%.
I got the house fan on. Open the door, turn the house fan on, man. We got work to do.
It's hot.
We've got work to do. 916-909-1320. If you want to get in on the conversation, our man Eddie Gonzalez is going to join us here. Just a little bit. Talk basketball, talk football, talk vibes, talk whatever. No vibes in San Francisco, though, as the Dodgers beat the Giants last night.
And that's about all she wrote.
We're three games back.
Three games back. The Mets have a weekend series with the Nationals. Giants played the first of four last night against the Dodgers. And I don't see how they come out of this weekend.
Yeah.
Two games back.
Right.
I just don't see it. Logan Webb pitched fantastic last night. Unfortunately, the Giants had to go up against Yamamoto, who was equally as good. And they had opportunities in that seventh inning. They had, I know the bases were loaded with one out. I think it was first and second with nobody out.
Mm-hmm.
And only managed to get one run in. And they had the bases loaded with one out, and they got one run in off of four walks. They didn't get a hit. They didn't get a hit. And that was their opportunity. They had the Dodgers on the ropes. They had them reeling in that game, and that was opportunity with the heart of the lineup up. It was Devers. It was Adames. It was Chapman in that situation. And that was it. That season probably already was in a bad place and borderline over, but that might have shut the door last night.
Yeah, it's tough. One hit on the game for the Giants in that one.
And Will in the chat says he's been waiting for this part of the show. The good news about all of this is the Dodgers will be getting their ass beat in October like we're used to. Last year was an aberration, and we'll be getting back to what we're used to. About 3-4 weeks.
Okay. You're handling this all really well. You're handling this really well. Before we get to the Thursday night football game, before we get to the Raiders, has Bob Melvin done anything during this last 2 months, the stretch of good baseball, to save his job? Or I don't want to say save his job. We don't know that his job was in jeopardy.
Right.
Should Bob Melvin be the manager of the San Francisco Giants next year?
I think he should. I don't think what was going on in the middle of the season, while his, like I always say, his name was on the test and he's the manager, he's responsible for it, I don't think it's indicative of who he is as a manager. I think that was just a crazy stretch.
Mm.
It's pretty bad. It was very bad. It was very bad. But also,
like, they were calling, I don't want to say you like you were, but that your brethren, mm-hmm, was calling for his head.
100%. Their issue was they couldn't, they were going up to the plate with a wet noodle in their hands,
mm-hmm,
the whole time. I don't think that's necessarily Bob Melvin's fault. Now, when you talk about.
Hold on. Wait. What did you just say?
They went to the plate with a wet noodle in their hand. What the heck?
Flag,
oh,
yeah.
So now we're calling the game tight. Now we're calling the game tight.
Whoa, we're not calling anything tight here. Relax. It's another flag.
Oh, God.
I caught the wet noodle, made me chuckle a little bit. But then I caught Jesse out of the corner of my eye, who was clearly working on something, and did like the slow Undertaker turn where he's like, yo, what did he just say? Yeah, can't do that. Come on, man. Clean game here.
Oh, man, they calling it tight to start the game off, man. This is crazy. Matter of fact, you let us go get away with that the whole first half. Now we're calling it in the second half? Wow.
Hey, they got a call from Secaucus, man. Tighten it up.
The fact that they couldn't hit, though, if we're being fair, I don't think that's Bob Melvin's fault. He was going.
Yeah, I don't think it is either.
Yeah, well, and I say that to say, like, oh, we'll change the lineup or do something different. I mean, these were the best players.
Yeah,
these are the best guys they had. He was going to go to Christian Cross instead of Willy Adames, who was actually hitting the ball well at that time. But like, no, they weren't hitting.
Is Christian Cross a wrestler? Because if not, it should be.
I think it's Karrion Cross.
Karrion Cross. There it is.
And. I just don't think that was their problem. They didn't have the best rotation. They had a lineup that could hit, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think strategy was their issue. I didn't think the lineup was necessarily their issue. You could debate whether or not he used the bullpen in the right way, got the best out of a guy like Camilo Duvall or not. Put in Ryan Walker in that closer spot more times than probably he should have. But then I could go back and say, well, that's what he had to work with. You want him to do something with the bullpen, get better arms in there. So I don't want to defend Bob Melvin to the death. I just don't think there were problems before you even got to Bob Melvin.
And the Devers trade hadn't worked out the way that they thought.
No. I would say this. I don't like the strategy of batting Devers second.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like that. That's a Bob Melvin thing. Did he bat second in Boston, Jesse?
Second or third usually.
That's that new baseball, though, man, putting him second. There's nobody on base. This guy is supposed to be an RBI. Not just Devers, but they did that. I think me and James were talking about
What's that math called again? Common core math? What's yeah, is that what this is?
That's what it
putting
feels
the power
like.
Hitters at two. This is
baseball,
new math.
Common core.
This is new math right here.
Yeah, man, put that guy third or fourth, man, and let him drive in Willy Adames and Chapman and all those guys, man. But and that's something that not only Bob Melvin has done, but a lot of different managers nowadays. So not a fan of that. I'm old school, man. Put my power hitters third or fourth.
Okay.
Barry Bonds batting second.
Just get the offense started with a bang.
And solo home runs.
Yeah, opening day lineup. Devers in second for the Red Sox.
Mm. Wrong.
Boy, things really turned around for them after they traded him.
They did. They
holding second, on for
second wild card spot right now.
Third, holding on right now. Man, Anthony Astros, got hurt. Yeah, Astros, it's Astros and Yankees. I think in the first wild card spot.
Oh well, while Jesse's here, Dolphins kind of got a win last night.
And what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What do you mean kind of got to win?
Yeah, well.
What are you talking about?
Well, you didn't lose by 40. And there was speculation whether your head coach would be fired by the end of the night.
I sort of feel bad for that guy coming out of that game.
So that was the one version of the game I didn't expect. I said yesterday, yeah, the Dolphins might win. I don't think they will, but they could. Or they're getting blown out. I didn't see like an in-between here. And the fact that they had a chance to win that game late, or they were in the game late.
Absolutely.
I guess credit to them. It wasn't the, you know, most Thursday night games aren't very pretty, but yeah, I mean, at least they fought on this one. I definitely think most people were expecting something much, much worse than that.
Quarterback can't cut it, man. That interception. Like, what are we doing here?
The killer with that one is he was trying to do the right thing, look off the safety or the linebacker or whatever, and they just damn near knew the play. They knew where he wanted to go.
You absolutely cannot throw an interception right there. Mm. And, like, the roughing the punter penalty was tough and all that.
Oh, that was bad. Oh, that was brutal. Jeez.
But, like, my quarterback has to get the job done. Mm.
So I did want to ask this question, though. If you're whoever, who's the GM, Jesse?
Chris Greer.
If you're Chris Greer.
Should be fired right now.
Wow. Well, wow, Jesse.
Jeez.
Wow, Jesse, really?
But he's had the job for 9 years and like had two playoff appearances this time.
No.
Understandable. Yeah. But if you're Chris Greer.
Donald Trump's world.
And you don't believe in Mike McDaniel. Shouldn't you get rid of him now? And I say that because he might mess around and get some wins coming up. He might sneak. After what I saw last night, the way they played last night, they still got something in the tank.
No, because he's going to be out of here at the end of this season.
You want to wait the whole season?
No, not Mike McDaniel. Chris Greer. Like Chris Greer. They're both dead man walking. Honestly, at this point, if I'm ranking them, Chris Greer is number one, get out of here, two is second, and then Mike McDaniel's third.
You're listening to D'Lo and Casey on KIFM West Sacramento, KRX QHD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Like, what do you guys?
Is there a benefit to getting rid of them now?
Okay, like Casey said, maybe you start losing games. Me being the fan, I don't want them to start losing. Like, I'd rather them win as many as
well. No, KC said you might mess around and start winning games.
Well, yeah, that's what I want still. Like, if they can still get wins, like. The GM just has to make the right picks and all that, but I don't know. You could fire Mike McDaniel and tank the season if you want.
The reason why I say
that'd be an ownership call.
The reason why I say winning games, and it might not matter. Like if you go 7-10 or something like that, you'd still grounds to move on from them. But you know, you might mess around and be 3-4, and Mike McDaniel's coming off of winning 3 of his last 4 games or something.
You see
like
their schedule coming up?
Yeah, I mean they got one loss in there, but
the Chargers. You got the Browns, the Jets, the Panthers are in there, I believe.
It's the Jets Saints next week. Jets next week at Carolina, at home versus the Chargers, at Cleveland, and then at Atlanta. Mess around and run 3 in your next 4.
Hmm.
Wouldn't want
but
that.
But why is that? You don't want that.
No. Well, once again, if you don't believe, if I'm the GM. I, right now, Kenny Carroll, I don't believe in Mike McDaniels. Let me just get him out of here now.
The way you jump back and forth between McDaniel and McDaniels is one of my favorite things. It's better than Deebo Samuels.
This GM, just, Chris Greer, he's got to see this out. He shouldn't make any decision as far as firing a coach or
these. Well, I was going to say, is this a situation where someone gets involved and says, hold on, player.
Yes.
You don't get to fire anybody.
Exactly. No, you better hope this works out. Otherwise, you're gone. But either way, like whether they make the playoffs or not, you should be fired.
Yeah, I think you're cleaning house regardless. So it doesn't really matter if you do it now because I don't think none of these guys are going to be
And I don't think you're at the point where you're right now, like meaning week 3, you're 0-3. But I don't think you're at the point of the season where you start trying to like calculate wins and losses. You're trying to play football, right? You're trying to. I still think even your Miami Dolphins, you're still trying to win football games.
Yeah, you're still trying to salvage whatever's left of the season.
Now there's a point where that changes, though.
If you're 3-9, yeah.
Yeah, there's a point where you've got 6 or 7 left, and you start looking at the teams ahead, and you recognize your GM ain't it. your coach ain't it, and I'm sorry to say, your quarterback ain't it. You start having business decisions to make. There's no lottery. It is clear cut. Who's the worst team? They get the number one pick. And so that time will come. The scenario you just laid out, that time will come. I just don't think it's now. I don't think you could do that in week three or four.
Hmm. Yeah. And I'm also coming from this from a different, a little bit of a different prism. Like, I didn't believe in any of these guys to start. So this is more confirmation. They brought them back, which to me feels like they felt like they had a chance. Like, we got a chance. We kind of believe in Mike McDaniel and Tua. And they're like, hey, yeah, let's run this back. Hell, they even brought Tyreek Hill back. So they may not be where I and others might be with this group yet.
Mike McDaniel has his issues, but like yesterday he called about as good as a game as you can. Like, you can't help your quarterback throw on that interception like he did yesterday. And the Dolphins have two starting cornerbacks. One was signed in June and the other signed 2 weeks ago. Like, that's your starting secondary right there. Like, that's on the GM as well.
Everybody played good yesterday for Miami. That was a good game. That was a good – they gave themselves an opportunity to win in a tough spot, being, you know, going up against Buffalo in Buffalo, short week. And they were right there. It was just that one last turnover that kind of sealed the deal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.